Welcome to Otaku American. This is Mikey Fresh here. And in today's installment of Otaku American, we'll be primarily talking about some of the things that we've been doing as of late. I'll be talking a little bit about Blue Exorcist, the new season about to come out. I'll also be talking about some of the equipment that I just recently got because something happened. So stay tuned. So I'm going to start with the issue that happened. It only happened recently. So Big L and I, we hosted Thanksgiving for our family this year. So that was all good. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Whoever celebrates Thanksgiving, because I understand not everybody who listens is from America. So if you have Thanksgiving in your country, then, you know, I hope everybody had a great holiday or whatever holiday they celebrated. But so Thanksgiving happened in the States, and of course we're in Jersey, so, you know, it was a relatively mild Thanksgiving, which is pretty decent. You know, I was able to do some rake some leaves and that kind of stuff. But anyway, so during the holiday, I, you know, as a lot of you have mentioned, as a lot of you may know, or some of you may not know, I started to go back to school. So this semester, I'm in school right now. So it's the end of the semester. So that's one of the reasons why we haven't really been coming out with a lot of shows, because I've been having homework and presentations and research papers to do. So, but I was using, you know, I have the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5, which I got roughly about a year and 3-4 months ago. And everything was great up until Thanksgiving hit. And all of a sudden, I don't know if there was an update or something happened, because I have a lot of times with my AT&T phones, I have them just do the update automatically, only because AT&T doesn't push the updates as soon as they come out for the phone. So, you know, I can't just be guessing when that update is going to be available for AT&T phones. So I guess it pushed the update, and from that moment on it was acting weird. And then I noticed it maybe a week or so ago, and then like this past Thanksgiving is when it happened. And basically what happens is I can use the phone as much as I want if it's the cover display. If it's the cover display, I have no issues. But as soon as I open this phone up to use the inner display, that's when sometimes I like to tell people it's a 70-30 chance. So 70% chance that it's going to crash and it's going to black screen. Sometimes it black screens and it doesn't crash, but sometimes it black screens and then it crashes. And then there's a 30% chance that if I open it, everything be okay. So I can't live like that, because I've been using that phone primarily for school, because the school, a lot of their books, they don't have physical books. Well, some teachers require you to get some additional supplemental book or whatever like that. But most of them, everything is on via online. So it's on Canvas. So I've been using that phone as my book. I've been writing notes with it because I got the S Pen Fold. And yeah, everything was cool. So I was like, all right, cool. Then, like I said, the phone messed up. So the phone messed up to the point where it got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have to call it in. So when I say that, when I had my LG G6, I called that phone in. And it wasn't really that phone messed up too much. It's just that when LG announced that they weren't making phones anymore, then if anything happened to that phone, I've been, you know, stuck. So I just called that phone in, got the money, and then I ended up getting a Google Pixel 6 Pro, which is what I still use to this day. Actually, I'm using that phone right now to record this show. So then when the Fold 4 started messing up, I did the same thing. I called in, they cut me a check for the phone, and I went out and I bought, I didn't buy another Fold, because I've lived my life in a situation of folding phones. I've had the Flip 3, then I went from the Flip 3 to the Fold 4. I'm not doing any folds anytime soon. I probably wait another year, maybe 2 years, and then I'll get, yeah, I'll probably wait 2 years because the new Fold 5 is out. So maybe I'll get something like a Pixel 2, a Pixel Fold 2, or, you know, the Fold 6 or something like that. When those phones come out in a year from now, I'll probably get it again. But basically to replace that phone, because I have a desktop in which a workstation in which I use to edit podcasts, to do the work that I have to do as a freelancer. So that computer is very powerful. The problem with that computer is it's not portable. So I would, for me, I would have to replace the Fold by getting a phone and a tablet. So of course, you know, I thank God I was able to get the money in enough time. I was able to take advantage of some of these Cyber Monday deals. So I had gotten the, I guess, it's, I unbeknownst to me, I didn't know this phone was relatively new, but I had gotten the Samsung Galaxy S23 FE, or Fan Edition. I think they just call it FE now. And I got that for, I think it was like $400. So I think the phone originally came out for $600. I got it for like $420. So I was happy about that. And then I also got, on top of that, I got the Galaxy Tab S8 Ultra, which is last year's Tab Ultra, because they got the S9 Ultra. And those tablets cost like about $1,200. I got the S8 Ultra for about, I think it was like $800. So between the two, I spent about $1,200, maybe $1,300 between the phone and getting a phone replacement and a tablet replacement for that one phone, which, yeah. If you, it, to some extent, it kind of seems like it's a lot, because it's like, all right, you got this phone, you replaced the phone, one device with two. But at the same time, I replaced one device with two, in which the one device, the Fold 4 that I had, well, I still have, I gotta wait until I send it back. That phone cost about $2,000. So, and then between the replacements, I'm saving $800. So, you know, in that regard, and I'm, so far I'm loving the new tablet. I mean, it's a bit huge. It's a huge tablet. So to me, it's more of a laptop than it is a tablet, because the anyone who knows, Samsung has the DeX feature, so you can convert any of their phones, or, well, their flagship phones, or the flagship tablets, or any tablet, I think, on their end, into like a somewhat of a desktop kind of situation. So Samsung DeX is a desktop. It's like running your own version of like Chrome OS on one of their devices, on their flagship phones or their tablets. So, but the S8 Ultra, just like the S9 Ultra, those tablets are 14.6 or 14.9. I think they're 14.6 inch tablets. So technically they're like having a 15 inch laptop if you pair it with a keyboard and such. So I ordered a keyboard. I'm waiting for that to come. It's supposed to come on Thursday. So, but yeah, I'm basically replacing one device, the phone, with two different devices. So far, I'm enjoying the FE. It's weird because I'm going from Samsung to Samsung, which I don't normally do that. But I felt it would be easier that way because I've used a lot of the Samsung functionality apps from the Fold. So it's just easy to go and take those same apps. All my notes and everything are on the Samsung Notes app. So to get another Samsung device just made more sense. So that's why I got the tablet and the phone. So, but yeah, so far so good. I'm enjoying using the tab. I can't wait for that tablet, the keyboard to come in. When the keyboard come in, I'll give a full review based upon what I feel about it. Because the S9 and the S8 Ultra tablets, they're virtually the same. I didn't see the purpose of spending the $1,200 for the S9 when the S9 has certain things that are different, but a lot of it is still the same. So there's certain things that are different that I was like, yeah, I could probably rock with that more so with the S8 than with the S8. But I'm like, I'm primarily using this tablet I'm not using this tablet to edit video. And if you're like using the tablet to edit video and audio and all that other stuff, or more specifically video, then yeah, go out and get the S9 because it has more computational functionality than the S8 does. So the GPU and the CPU that are in the newer tablet, well, it's not a GPU and a CPU, the APU that's in the S9 is significantly more capable than the S8 Ultra. But I'm not editing video on this S8 Ultra. If anything, I might be editing audio stuff. But other than that, I'm not doing any of those things. So I can easily rock with the S8 Ultra. And that, to me, that was the main selling point. That and the fact that I was getting the S8 Ultra for $800 versus the $1,100 price tag that it had when it came out, which is now on the S9 Ultra. So far, so good. I'm enjoying it. I've used the FE, S23 FE to school. I used it yesterday to school. Everything was cool. So we'll see. But I'll definitely talk more about it when I start getting the keyboard and when I have like a full week or a good month into using these devices. I'll talk about it more. I know in regards to tech itself, we're looking into getting maybe a Lenovo Go or a ROG, their handheld, or maybe even a Steam Deck. We're probably leaning more so towards Steam Deck because it's just cheaper. The next thing I'm going to talk about a little bit is some anime, so keep it locked. So I want to talk a little bit about some anime. The show that I'm going to really talk about primarily is probably, I've been doing, the reason why I don't really talk about anime a lot now is because I've been spending so much time with my, with school, and I'm in a radio club with school, so we've been doing, we've been talking about anime there, and a bunch of other stuff too. The website for the school is uccr.info. I'm the one who's doing the programming and that kind of stuff. So if you want to stop by, listen to some music, that kind of stuff. We play all kinds of things. So, but outside of that, I want to talk about Blue Exorcist. Season 3 is about to come out. Not sure what to expect from it, but it's funny because I was like, I went on Crunchyroll. And I looked and I was like, oh man, I never finished season 2. So I started watching it and then I realized, no, I did finish it. And this is part of it sucked in one way, but it's cool in the other. It sucks in one way that we lost like Funimation getting new stuff because it merged with Sony, which Sony already absorbed Crunchyroll. So everything is now on Crunchyroll. Anything that's new, at least, is now on Crunchyroll. And the reason why I say it sucked is because I went on Crunchyroll. It looked like I never finished Blue Exorcist season 2, but in actuality, I did. I just didn't finish it on Crunchyroll. I finished it on Funimation. Because as I'm watching it on Crunchyroll, I'm like, wait a minute. I've seen this already. And that's what it was. It was that I saw it on a different application. So, but in that regard, I'm looking forward to Blue Exorcist season 2. I'm also looking forward to seeing the new season of a couple of things. Where did I put that phone? Some other anime that are coming out. I know a lot of people are talking about, some people. I'm still currently watching the Initial D, MF Ghost. I'm watching that. I'm watching the Villainy. I'm in love with the Villainous. I'm also watching some other shows in that regard. So we'll probably talk about that more later on. I want to get some more information in regards to the new season of Blue Exorcist. But on that note, I'm going to wrap this show up because I got to start getting ready for school. So as always, for Otaku by Otaku, thanks for listening, guys. And peace.